Sharptail grouse season opens up on September 19th. To quote Morris Johnson and Joseph New from their Feathers from the Prairie, no other upland bird has been in the state so long or in such numbers. Sharptail grouse resemble a 1 to 2 pound barred brown or buff-colored chicken with a small crest. They're typically darker above and lighter below, with a rather short but pointed tail. During the breeding season, the males have a purple skin patch on the neck for courtship, along with a yellow eyebrow. And a closer look at their feet will reveal small fleshy projections on each side of their toes. These structures function like little snowshoes, enabling the birds to more easily walk over the snow during the winter. Sharptail grouse feed on a variety of seeds, fruits, acorns, grains, sunflowers, and the buds of plants, as well as insects such as grasshoppers and crickets. Their nest is often located in around bushy cover, such as western snowberry, and consists of vegetation in a slight depression. If all goes well, one brood will be produced from 9 to 12 eggs. Sharptail grouse is a species of the mixed grass prairie. They're permanent residents in a range that's roughly the Dakotas and Nebraska, westward to the Rocky Mountains, and then northward into the southern half of the Canadian prairie provinces, where they prefer areas that support scattered patches of shrubs or small trees, such as western snowberry, rose, and willows. It should be noted that a few prairie chickens or pinnated grouse may be found in the Cheyenne National Grasslands in Grand Forks County. This close relative is a species of the tall grass prairie. According to Robert Stewart's Breeding Birds of North Dakota, the prairie chicken apparently did not inhabit what is now North Dakota until the 1870s, when it expanded into the state along with the settlement. The two species do hybridize, which creates a bit of a dilemma for wildlife managers. As with many other wildlife species, preservation of their habitat, in this case native prairie, is key to securing the future for this important game bird. Native prairie continues to be lost to other land uses, but prairie restorations and the Conservation Reserve Program have helped. I've put links to more information on sharptail grouse along with the text of this natural North Dakota. You can access them at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lara.